I'm that kid in the back of the class who has words to say yet doesn't want to say them because I am scared that people will not hear me loud enough or people will not even bother to listen. It's just sad to know that some people out there have words and they cannot spill the words because they're afraid. They really are. Public speaking isn't even an option, man. But they still have to do it. That quiet kid in the classroom that you always say is weird, they're not. They just are afraid of their voice, or they have a lot of insecurities, and they just rather not talk at all, or show them anything, not even show off their cool style of clothes that they always have in their dresser, yet just wear the same sweatshirt hoodie each day, you know? Or that style of music that you enjoy but don't tell anyone about it. Just say that, oh, I just like any kind of music. But you know, that you like rock music or like a lot of music that's just really interesting. I want people to hear me. I don't just want you to call me, oh, that lame girl over there. I want you to look at me as a person with words. I got a life. I'm a person. I'm a human being. Nice to meet you. You're a human being, too. But people would rather just ignore me, and I'm okay with that. Once in writing class, we had to do this thing where we, it's like tired words, and we would make tired words into words more complex. So we did that. And we would have to make a story. I decided to make a poem, and that day when we presented, she did volunteers because she didn't want us to, like, have a panic attack right in class. I was the last one. I was so sick and tired of people making fun of other people, so I decided I'm gonna go up there. I'm gonna tell everyone. When the teacher heard what I said and all the students, mine was actually the saddest one of them all, and after that class, she called me over. She told me just to stay after, and I did. She told me that I did a good job, and I should make some poetry, or I should, like, enroll in that, or, like, I should keep doing it as a hobby. I didn't think much of it. I enjoy writing about certain things, people. And I'm just gonna read one right now, so here you go. That girl who smiles. That girl who is so happy. That girl who wanted to make you smile. That girl who doesn't mind being embarrassed. All the kids laughed at her. All the kids thought she was annoying. I was one of those kids who just thought she was kind of annoying. She wanted to make you smile. She would do anything to see that smile on your face. She would always ask me if I was happy. And if I told her no, she would hug me and say, please be happy. That kind of brightened my day a little bit to know that someone did care. She was a nice friend. And a lot of people took advantage of that. A lot. To this day, she's now that girl in the back of the classroom who doesn't want nothing to do with life. She is that girl who went from the most positive person to the most depressed person in the world. She went from making people happy to not even talking to people. She wrote notes to the teacher about not wanting to be there anymore. She wrote a note to her mother saying she wanted to be homeschooled because she hated that school. I don't know what happened exactly. She said some kids really did hate her, or something happened. I don't know. I'm not that person who gets in a lot. She went from happy, positive, to depressed and sad and wanting to leave that school. I told her I wouldn't get too settled in this school. It's not all that fun. She ignored me, and she didn't listen. Yet, I feel bad that she's not positive anymore. She brightened my day. She went from how was your day going to not even seeing her in school anymore. She still goes sometimes, yet not all the time. And I'm worried, but I can't do anything about it. I got a voice, yet I'm scared to show it. She was a flower. Beautiful one. She never thought about death. That flower just thought positive. That flower thought about making other people happy. Wonderful smell she was. Until one day, people took advantage. They picked her up from the ground. And that little kid picked her petals and said, "Does this girl like me or does she not?" Sadly, he ended up with the girl who didn't like him. And sadly, that poor flower has lost its life. It is now on the ground, blown by the wind into someone's car window. To the dirt, and then more wind, and then flowing around through the air, free as be, until it lands in someone's yard and they rake the leaves and the flower petals just come up out of nowhere and they rake them up and they throw them in the trash. She is not a piece of trash. That flower could have been another thing. That flower could have been free if you hadn't raked it up. Every time I see flower petals, I feel it's just another person's death. I lay flower petals in the road, like it feels a free spirit. I'm not wanting to throw them in the trash. They are another human being, and I want them to be free. Either if I'm hurting the environment or making it better, I'm that kid who doesn't know much about life, yet I still got words, and yet they might not make that much sense. Trust me, I'm barely starting in this, and yeah.